My name's Jean Churchill, but probably better known in Upway as Jean Pask, because that's how people would have known me. We moved into Upway in 1968 and woke up the next morning to hear a peculiar noise, and it was the tiles being taken off the Royal Oak, which was in the process of being demolished. And we actually used some of the stone from that in doing jobs in our house, which needed quite a few jobs doing to it. Our two sons, Andrew and Richard, came to school here, where when it was still the village primary school. And in those days, of course, there were a lot of shops in the village. So there was a baker's on the main road, there was the post office, a barber's, and a butcher's in Elwell Street, besides various small holdings where you could go and buy fruit and vegetable, which was lovely. Harold Hare was one, the name always stuck. And then of course there was Eccleshall's in Church Street, which most of the children used going to and from school. So once the school closed, that shop quite quickly went and followed, unfortunately, by most of the others. So the school was a loss to the village in many ways, but of course out of it came the village hall, which is what it's now become. And I remember it in the days of the beginnings of the art and craft, which the first year we had one, I know I went back to school and collected various toys that I'd made and brought so that we had something to show. It wasn't necessarily things to sell, it was things to look at that people in the village had made. But mainly, of course, my fond memories of this building are of the pantomimes. And while I was waiting to do this interview, I was thinking about the so many talented people that helped with those performances, because everything that we did on stage was produced in the village. The music, the scripts, the costumes, the props, the lighting, everything and everybody worked together to do this performance. I have very fond memories of the hen that we had for Jack and the Beanstalk, and you stroked the comb on the back of her head and that turned a wheel and the egg came out, not real ones, until the Saturday night when we did put a real egg in. And I still can see the audience parting like a field of corn with a wind blowing down through it as the egg was thrown into the audience. Miraculously, it didn't hit anybody. I still can't work that one out. When we did Aladdin, we had real fireworks. I can't think why. It must have been when Abenazi locked Aladdin in the cave. And I know on one evening they set fire to part of the scenery, which was some flowers. So everybody was faffing around putting this little bonfire out. Or Jack and the Beanstalk, when the giant chased Jack round the stage. Now, bearing in mind that the stage was all of 9 foot by 4 foot, you know, that was quite an exciting chase, really, as we sort of did it in slow motion. Our giant and his wife weren't giants going up, but giants going round. My husband, Roger, with lots of padding, and Carmel Dillon as the giant's wife. Great fun. Who can forget Peter Down as Abenazar in Aladdin? And I was reading again while waiting about the evening that we did a special performance to raise money for the Portland flood relief, when I'm sure we wouldn't be allowed to do it now. Health and safety would absolutely throw their hands up in horror when they saw how many people we had crammed into that minute space. Another name that I remember is Belle Crocker, who made the most fantastic costumes, with of course the help from Diane Biggs. And then we had Derek Biggs offering encouragement all the time, which is great. Liz Prideaux doing the same thing. She was one of the first chairmen and really did a terrific lot to bring the community together, because she was always so encouraging. Then there was Ken and Philippa Day. Ken doing the lights and Philippa sitting in her little corner doing prompt. Sometimes needed badly. But none of it would have happened without Pat, Pip, Prim and Prue on the tee, because we would never have survived if it wasn't for them coming down to rehearsals and doing refreshments, and then of course on the week of the performance keeping us all going. So really wonderful times and thoroughly enjoyable, not to be forgotten.